Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. President Biden this morning signed the new gun safety bill Congress passed into law. As NPR's Asma Khalid reports, it's the first gun control measure in nearly three decades of congressional inaction.
This law comes just over a month after the deadly shooting in Uvalde, Texas, which came on the heels of another deadly shooting in Buffalo, New York. The president said families of victims have been asking for change.
Their message to us was do something. I don't know how many times we heard that. Just do something. For God's sake, just do something. Well, today, we did.
The president acknowledged that this law does not do everything he wanted, but he said it includes actions that'll save lives. The bill has incentives for states to pass so-called red flag laws that allow people to petition courts to remove weapons from people deemed a danger. It also closes what's known as the boyfriend loophole and prevents people convicted of domestic abuse from owning a gun. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
Now that the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, Michigan abortion rights advocates are turning their eyes to a pending battle in state court. Michigan Public Radio's Colin Jackson has more.
A preliminary injunction is currently blocking a 1931 Michigan law that makes abortion a felony from taking effect. Rallying the crowd that gathered after the Supreme Court decision was announced, Governor Gretchen Whitmer brought up her separate effort to invalidate the 1931 law altogether.
And I use my executive authority as governor of this state to urge the Michigan Supreme Court to immediately resolve if women have equal protection and due process rights to our own body and our own privacy under the Michigan Constitution. It is time for them to rule.
Whitmer has now filed a motion to speed up that ruling. Abortion opponents in Michigan vow to keep up the legal fight, regardless of what the courts decide. For NPR News, I'm Colin Jackson in Lansing.
Talks are expected to resume soon, aimed at restoring the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. Terry Schultz reports Iran's foreign minister and the EU's foreign policy chief came to that agreement during negotiations today.
After talks in Tehran, EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell announced indirect negotiations between the U.S. and Iranian governments would resume within days. As the EU representative, Borrell serves as mediator for the talks.
We are going to break this stalemate and stop this escalation.
It's been more than 3 months since the last round of negotiations working to bring Iran and the U.S. back into the agreement that limited Tehran's nuclear activities in exchange for the lifting of international economic sanctions. Former President Donald Trump quit the agreement in 2018, and since then, Iran has rapidly scaled up enrichment of uranium to a weapons-grade level. The other parties, Britain, France, Germany, China, and Russia, are in favor of keeping the deal. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
This is NPR. In Norway, a 42-year-old man has been arrested and charged with murder and terrorist acts after a shooting in a busy nightlife district in Oslo early this morning. NPR's Rob Schmitz has more.
Two people were killed and 21 injured in the attack that spanned three locations, including a popular LGBTQ pub. Oslo's annual Pride Parade was due to be held Saturday, but has been canceled following warnings by police. Norwegian Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre called the attack a, quote, terrible and deeply shocking attack on innocent people. Witnesses say they saw a man arrive with a bag, pick up a gun, and start shooting. In a news conference, police say the suspect is a Norwegian citizen of Iranian origin who was previously known to police, but not for any major crimes. Police seized a handgun and an automatic weapon from the scene of the attack. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
In Britain, a third day of a railway workers' strike has train stations nearly deserted. Rail companies say only a fifth of passenger services are running. This as around 40,000 cleaners, signalers, maintenance workers, and station staff walked off the job in Britain's biggest and most disruptive railway strike in 30 years. 24-hour strikes were also held Tuesday and Thursday. It's a dispute over jobs, pay, and working conditions. Union officials say the workers are facing a cost-of-living squeeze amid four-decade-high inflation rates, but rail companies want to cut costs and staff after 2 years in which emergency government funding kept them afloat during the pandemic. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.